This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 24th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. A farewell to Fong. DWR's drought plan for deliveries and farm bill heads to the full house. Assembly pauses for a send-off for Fong. Amid a hectic week in the legislature, Assembly members took a moment to bid farewell to Assembly member Vince Fong yesterday. The Bakersfield Republican is on his way out after winning a congressional race to succeed former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Fong marked his 8 years in the legislature with surpluses and deficits, floods and wildfires, earthquakes and a pandemic. While he served as the chief among antagonists on many Democratic bills, Fong described all of his colleagues as friends. Fellow Republican Assemblymember Tom Lackey of Palmdale saluted him for having, quote, the kind of stability and steady honesty needed in Congress. That's because, quote, we got crazy going on in D.C., according to Lackey. GOP Assemblymember Josh Hoover of Folsom said Fong was always encouraging, despite his telltale expressions. When I ran for office, he had the look in his eye of, you're insane, said Hoover. Over the following 2 years, Fong showed Hoover how to work across the aisle and how to dip chicken nuggets on a long commute to the Capitol. Assemblymember Heath Flora of Ripon choked up with tears, calling Fong a, quote, huge inspiration. Democrats shared kind words as well. Assemblymember Phil Ting of San Francisco, who worked closely with Fong on the Budget Committee, called his frenemy smart, very thoughtful, and very fair, and hoped he would continue to work in such a bipartisan fashion. Several others from both sides of the aisle stood up to share similar stories, offering a glimpse into the strong bonds rarely seen amid the state's partisan battles. DWR releases drought plan for water deliveries. The Department of Water Resources has finalized a long-term drought plan for the state water project. The comprehensive report compiles lessons learned from previous droughts along with information and practices siloed across organizations. It outlines actions to improve resilience, flexibility, efficiency, and capacity. Topping that list is the Delta Tunnel project. While the administration has downsized the scope of the project, it is the strongest proponent. The drought plan is leaning on it to capture and store more stormwater during high-flow events. Other priorities are to identify more storage opportunities, expand the use of salinity barriers in the Delta, and invest in habitat restoration projects. The plan backs forecast-informed reservoir operations, though the governor's budget is proposing to trim back spending on the novel initiative. And on that note, DWR recently updated the construction cost of the Delta Tunnel to $20 billion. That bumps it up $4 billion from the previous assessment 4 years ago, largely to account for inflation. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Key Dem votes give farm bill bipartisan push. Early this morning, Republicans pushed their farm bill through the House Ag Committee after a rancorous debate that lasted more than 13 hours. In the end, GOP won four crucial Democratic votes to ensure the Republicans can now sell the bill as bipartisan. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse after the vote that he didn't know if he would have any Democratic support for the bill until the final tally, much less four votes. The four Democrats were Don Davis of North Carolina, Yadra Karyevo of Colorado, Eric Sorensen of Illinois, and Stanford Bishop of Georgia. Keep in mind, the Bills' ultimate fate is certainly still in doubt. The earliest Thompson says he could get the bill on the House floor is September. But he says the legislation should at least help lawmakers who are in a tough reelection race. On the farm bill, he said, quote, I think there are a lot of members beyond the members on this committee that would like to be able to campaign the last 30 days on the farm bill. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow hasn't scheduled any action on a farm bill in her committee. The top Republican on the panel, John Bozeman of Arkansas, he is expected to release a proposal similar to the House Ag bill after the upcoming Memorial Day recess. You can read our full report of the committee's markup at agripulse.com. Mid-debate, groups clarify positions on the farm bill. The breadth of support for House Republicans' farm bill was subject to a bit of exaggeration during the committee's debate. At one point, Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska read off a list of groups that, quote, organized or endorsed the legislation as publicized by the House Republicans in a press release Tuesday. One of the groups, Bacon mentioned, however, the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, asked reporters to be precise in describing its position, which did not constitute an endorsement. Another group he mentioned, the National Farmers Union, also took note, saying they had not endorsed the bill. And the Environmental Defense Fund, a founding member of FACA, said Bacon had been, quote, incorrect in saying FACA backed the bill and noted EDF opposed it. In the statement it resent to reporters during the markup, FACA, founded by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Farmers Union, the Environmental Defense Fund, and the Nature Conservancy, said, quote, it welcomed the release of the bill, but added that one of FACA's core principles is bipartisanship, and we urge Chairman Thompson and Ranking Member Scott, as well as Senate Ag Committee leadership, to find common ground and finalize a bipartisan farm bill by the end of the year. The FACA press release Bacon appeared to be citing said, quote, industry and stakeholder groups from across the country have come out in support of the legislation, and then listed, quote, a sampling of quotes offering praise and support for the bill. The National Farmers Union also issued a statement making clear that they had not endorsed the bill either. Bacon's take, well, asked during a break in the markup about his statement, Bacon stood by his statement that all groups he mentioned have endorsed the bill. Quote, I mean, when you have the Farm Bureau and the Farmers Union endorsing the same bill, that's a pretty good bill. I wouldn't say it if I didn't know, he said. I got their quotes. Well, here's today's he said it. It may not have been too many words, but it was certainly the fastest anyone has spoken on the floor in this entire session. That Assemblymember Jim Wood of Santa Rosa, after Assemblymember Greg Wallace of Palm Desert, sped through a minor bill on the Imperial Irrigation District to the applause of his colleagues. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.